Thank you very much, Father. Thanks for letting me be here this evening, and I promised him I'd only be about 25 minutes, so you might make it for the second quarter. My name is Kevin, as Father had mentioned, and I'm here on behalf of a men's group called Made for Greatness. We were founded in 2017 under the idea that you and I are not made for the comforts of this world that we're offered, but we're made for the greatness of God himself. And I'm here to talk to you today about our fifth annual men's conference being hosted, as he mentioned, at Christ the King Parish on September 9th and 10th. The theme for the retreat is fearless. And the theme of it comes from the story of St. Peter walking on water. Now, who here is familiar with that story of St. Peter walking on water? I know I am because it's part of our retreat. But how many of you have heard of the story before? A couple of you. All of you. In the story, there's something, a little phrase that I've missed before when I was preparing for this conference, was that in the beginning of the section of the Bible, it talks about how the waves were beating against their boat when they were fishing in the sea because the wind was against them. Now, I don't know about you, but the wind has been against me and my family and my friends and my community for the past couple of years. And I'm sure some of you guys can relate too. The COVID restrictions were grueling. The emotional toll that the entire experience has taken on us and our families has been very difficult. Some of us, our families have been broken up because of it. Some of us have lost our jobs because of it. Some of us haven't come back to church since then. And they're looking forward in the future with rumors of wars and famine and weather issues. Sometimes all of this stuff looking forward seems insurmountable. And like Peter sitting in this boat, faced with the wind against him and the waves beating against his boat, I'm sure all of us can relate with that image of Peter sitting in there. And yet, in the middle of all this stuff, Peter is called by Jesus to walk with Jesus on the water, in this wind and in the waves and in the storm of his life in that moment, to walk with Jesus on that water. My dear friends, this annual conference is called Fearless, because we believe that, like Peter, you and I are called to walk fearlessly on the water of our lives in the face of the storms that we're going to face. That you and I would come to this men's conference. That the men here would come to the men's conference and learn how to walk fearlessly together with Jesus. Because I don't know about you, but in the face of the insurmountable storms that are looming over our society's heads going forward, reeling from the restrictions that we had in the past couple of years, I am filled with nothing but hope. Because I hear the voice of Jesus calling me. And I hear the voice of Jesus calling you. Calling you and I to walk with him on the storm. Walk with him on the water in the face of the storm. So I encourage all the men here to come to this annual men's conference on September 9th. For the ladies, I know when my wife tells me to get a fire under my butt, first thing that's lit is that fire under my butt. When my wife wants me to move, I move. And so I'm not just speaking to the men here, but you ladies here today. You ladies, I call on you, my sisters, to invite the men in your lives, your husbands, your brothers, your neighbors, your sons, your grandsons, to come to this event so that together all of us can walk fearlessly with Jesus on this water. I'll be in the back. If you've got questions, I'm very happy to take registrations here today. Thank you so much for your time today. And thank you, Father, again, for this opportunity to share.